Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, what is at the top of our list of worries today? Ukraine. Russia has 150,000 troops surrounding Ukraine. And by the time you hear this radio program, we may know if Russia is really going to invade. President Biden and Russian President Putin have agreed to meet this coming Sunday. We need to work out some kind of a compromise. However, that compromise should be between Europe and Russia. Ukraine is 5,000 miles from the United States, but Europe and Russia are right over the fence from each other. Why aren't they negotiating? Why is it on our shoulders? Now, I realize the United States is a member of NATO with Europe, and the United States is the leader of the world. That is, if we ignore China, I simply don't understand why we should take the lead here. Europe is threatened. Europe has a huge demand for Russian gas. We don't do very much trade with Russia at all. Russia and Ukraine are on the other side of the world. And Putin does not like the fact that NATO countries are surrounding Russia. Okay, maybe he has a point there. It's time for NATO, Europe, that is, to cut a deal with Russia. Okay, enough on that subject. I cannot pick up the paper or turn on the TV without seeing more stories about savage crime in our big cities. There are so many violent criminals. They get released back into society to go for armed robbery or carjacking. There's little respect for law officers. And with the talk about defend the peace, we see cops just leaving for safer jobs. Leaders in our big cities have enacted policies that have opened the door to death and destruction. Fortunately, we don't have much of that in small town and rural America. All right, last subject, a decision that I don't think is fair. NCAA allows transgender women to compete in sports against other women, even though they used to be a man. Now, here's an example. Leah Thomas, University of Pennsylvania, competed on the men's swimming team for 3 years. But this year, he is a she, and she competes against biological women. In two events, she swam faster than any female college swimmer in history. I just don't think this is fair to our female athletes. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.